Yeah, well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And we start off with some rugby news this hour. The SA Rugby, they've confirmed the venues for the Springbok 6 local test matches, with the first test scheduled for the 5th of July. So the back-to-back Rugby World Cup champions will face Italy in the opening Castle Lager incoming series in Pretoria. The Boks make a return to the Eastern Cape for the first time since 2021, when they take on Italy in a second test at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. And then South Africa go to Mpumalanga, where they'll lock horns with Georgia in the final Castle Lager incoming series encounter. We will then host Australia in Johannesburg at Ellis Park and at the Cape Town Stadium. That's happening on the 16th of August and the 23rd of August. And then the Springboks will end off their home test match with a clash with Argentina at Hollywood Bets at Kings Park. So at least we got one test match in terms of that six match slate that we got for South Africa at home this season. And then we go to football news. Leicester City, they've lost again, and it does look like they are the favourites to get relegated. That's after a 2-0 defeat at West Ham United last night, which was the 11th loss in 12 games and leaves them 5 points from Premier League safety. For Leicester manager Ruud van Nistelrooy, he says his players must change from trying to avoid defeat to trying to win.
The confidence in the run of form, in the position where we're in, is low. Then you go into a mindset of trying not to lose. That's what I saw in the first half. Thank God the second half, they shrugged that off and started to take initiative to try and win.
And then the Fenerbahce manager Jose Mourinho has been given a four-match ban following comments he made after Monday's draw with Galatasaray. He's been punished for derogatory and offensive statements towards the Turkish football community and all the country's referees. And then action from the Investec SA Open. We have two men at the top of the standings there after round one. Sam Abesto and Frederik Fromm took full advantage and opened with runs of 7 under par 65 to lead. Past South Africa's Darren Fitchard was also on 7 under par with 4 holes to play when darkness forced and a suspension of play, which means action today will start at about 8 a.m. so that people that didn't finish their first round on Thursday get to finish today. In terms of the rest of the leaderboard, South Africa's Jaden Schaefer, Scotland's Richie Ramsey, and India's Shubhankar Sharma, China's Haitong Li, and England's Todd Clements all finished the day tied for second on 6 under par. For the East Coast Raiders sports team, I'm Sky Shamalan.